Governor Ron DeSantis has signed legislation into law aimed at strengthening state and local infrastructure against flooding and sea level rise. But some say when it comes to climate change, the measure does not go far enough. To tell us more, WMFE environmental reporter Amy Green joins us now. Amy Green, what does the measure do?
The measure requires Florida to craft a first-ever plan for addressing flooding and sea level rise. It also codifies into law the position now held by Chief Resilience Officer Wesley Brooks, situating the position within the Executive Office of the Governor. The State Department of Transportation also has to produce a resilience plan for Florida's roadways. The measure builds upon legislation approved last year that set aside millions of dollars for infrastructure projects. That legislation also called on the State Department of Environmental Protection to compile flood and sea level rise data for a vulnerabilities assessment.
Okay, so what does the measure not do?
Well, it's important to point out that together, the two measures represent the first time in about a decade that top leaders of this uniquely prone state are taking charge on virtually any aspect of climate change. Instead, local governments and regional groups like the Southeast Florida Regional Climate Change Compact have shown the most leadership on these issues. So a lot of the environmental groups say the measure represents a good step, but they say what the measure does not do is address what is causing climate change and sea level rise and hotter temperatures and more damaging hurricanes, and that is the state's reliance on fossil fuels. The measure doesn't really do anything to help the state transition toward cleaner energy sources. Central Florida Democratic Representative Anna Eskamani was among 30 representatives to sign onto an Earth Day letter calling on the governor to declare a climate state of emergency.
There is an emphasis on resilience, which is important, but nothing on actual mitigation or helping to combat our carbon production and the human actions that are causing civil rise in the first place.
Eskamani sponsored legislation this spring that would have put the state on a path toward 100% clean energy by mid-century, but the measure saw no action.
Amy Green, what else do we need to know about this?
I think it's important to point out DeSantis has strived to make the environment a priority of his administration, and he's put millions of dollars toward the Everglades and other troubled waterways. But one expert made an interesting point. Thomas Rupert is at Florida Sea Grant, an education and research organization focused on coastal resources at the University of Florida. He said the measure represents a short-term fix, but in the long term actually could cause more problems because the infrastructure improvements could encourage people to live in vulnerable places where maybe they shouldn't be living.
This can actually encourage a sense of safety and further investment in areas that may not, over the longer term, be very safe.
And Talia, as you know, DeSantis, a Republican, faces re-election this year and is considered a potential frontrunner for the GOP nomination in the 2024 presidential race.
I've been speaking with WMFE environmental reporter Amy Green. Thanks for joining us.
You are welcome.